Oh my gosh, no! You are not actually wearing that. Nope. Give me that. Oh my god, you're such a dork. Where did you even get a top hat? Okay. I say one time that you would look cute with a beard, and now you're with the whole like Abe Lincoln act. You're such a goofball. What? What's tomorrow? A suit? No. You better not. No. Everybody's gonna stare at us while we're hanging out. Yeah, I think you'd look great in one. Yeah, I really think so. Oh, like a little penguin? Aw, but they're so cute. Would you do the little waddle too? Yeah, little waddle, little penguin waddle. Oh, I'm absolutely holding your chair hostage for the penguin waddle. No. You're gonna sit on me? No. You wouldn't dare. No. No. Stop. You're gonna squish me. Okay. Here's your chair. But I will always mourn the waddle that never was. Want some sugar? For your coffee, dork. What kind of sugar were you thinking of? Anyways, I don't know why I even ask. You always get the same thing. Here you go, two lumps. Oh, God, this is so good. You have got to switch over to the dark side with me someday. Iced coffee is clearly superior. Look at my hand. Shaky as hell. That is pure lightning flowing through my veins, sir. I'm ready to fight God. You know, or become him. I don't know what I'm feeling yet today. How was work? Ooh, you had the day off today? You lucky bastard. Yeah, I was making appointments all day for Mr. Jackass. Yeah, he was in office today. I was stunned too. Guess he finally ran out of vacation days. He's making it everybody else's problem, though. Going around the office like a bear and just growling at everybody, making this face all the time. Me. You do it better. You do it better. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's almost uncanny. Have you met him before and not told me? No, you just know the look. You know, sometimes I forget you've been working longer than I have. Longer than I've been alive. No, that's an exaggeration. Come on. You next you're gonna tell me you used to walk to school in the snow, uphill, both ways. Yeah, and no shoes. Yeah, you're a creaky old goat now. You're not that much older than me, you dork. Okay. That barista was new, and she only said I look like your daughter because we were wearing the same colors that day. I mean, I had my hair in pigtails, for heaven's sakes. We look like we matched. Besides, right after that, she said we look like a cute couple, so she was just confused all around, I think. Besides, I've pulled you down to my level. You almost sat on me earlier, and you're over here drinking your silly old person plain coffee with two sugars while I chat your ear off. I thought old people were supposed to be grumpy. You've never felt that much older to me. Except when you showed me that Blockbuster membership card in your wallet that one time. Then you were ancient. Creaky old mummy man. Gonna wrap you up in toilet paper and suck your brains out. What was that look? Look, the Egyptians used to do that before they mummified people. It's very scientific. They'd pull out the sacred soft organs. I think it was like brain, lungs, liver, stomach, and intestines. Yes, yes, exactly what you want to think about while having a nice evening coffee. Mummies. Sexy. Or would you rather think of me sucking your brains out? Oh, looking a little dazed there, bud. Is that a good image or something? I'm teasing you. Or maybe I'm offering. Certainly never figured it out. Nothing. So what are you gonna do tonight? Any plans? Again? You didn't go out yesterday either. Come on, you can't be at home by yourself every night. That's so boring. Oh, shit. You had a date, but she canceled. Well, that's hurt loss then. Dummy. Yeah, I said it. She's dumb. You're a real catch. She doesn't know what she's missing. Any girl would be lucky to go on a date with you. Well, you know, you're really sweet and smart and funny, and you know how to make people feel so welcome and accepted. And you're not too hard on the eyes. Don't say anything to that. You're cute. Just accept it. You turn heads every time you come into this shop. Don't pretend like you don't notice. I do? Well, duh. All the effort I put into my outfit today, they better look. I didn't put this on just so I could look at myself, you know? I wanted you, everybody to see how good 6 months at the office gym looks on me. Oh my gosh, thanks for noticing. Yeah, I've been getting in my squats. Always wanted to be a little, I don't know, rounder. More fun to squeeze, you know? No. Still nobody out there to squeeze it for me. Tragic, right? Ugh. Nothing. Just suddenly realizing I might need to be a little more direct. Give me a second. Let me think about this. Okay. I've got it. This is as direct as I can be, because literal weeks of hints have not worked, so here goes. I like you. I think you're really cool and funny and hot as fuck, and every day we hang out at this coffee shop, I ask you what you're doing later because I hope one day you'll just say you and we'll drive off in your car and you'll fuck the shit out of me at your place. That's how I fantasize about it anyway. We'll probably like pay first and maybe like talk about it, but I'd also be good with just like making with the driving and then the fucking. That would be also acceptable. Dude! Oh god, your coffee. Hold on. Let me grab a napkin. You suddenly lose all your grip strength or something? Here. Grab a couple and help me. Gosh, it's a good thing you didn't have much coffee left in there, huh? We're okay. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, I think that's all of it. Sorry. I guess that took you really off guard, huh? I didn't mean to freak you out. Hopefully I didn't just ruin a good few weeks of hanging out and flirting by being totally, crass. Yeah, I meant it all. I've been into you ever since you first sat next to me and asked me what I was reading. I mean, we started talking right off the bat and I just immediately really liked you. I actually almost asked you if you wanted to come over and keep talking afterwards, but I think you had like a thing you had to go to, and so I just chickened out. Been chickening out every week, actually. Well, you just... I don't care that you're older than me, not the way that you think. It's just... it's intimidating. You're so much more experienced, and you know so much more about life and relationships and everything. I didn't know if you would even think of me that way. I was worried you might think of me as, like, I don't know, some quirky weirdo from the coffee shop who was way too young for you. By the way, you can totally stop me at any time if I'm rambling or whatever. I just, we can't drive out of here. Oh my god. You're talking about the thing that I said. I'm, like, so incredibly sorry. I'll go sink into the earth now. I'm really, really sorry if I made you uncomfortable. What around the block? What's around the block? Your house is around the block. Yeah, that does seem like too short to drive. Guess I'll have to throw that part of my fantasy out. Wait, are you serious? Are we doing this? Yes. Let's go right now. Fuck this coffee. Actually, hold on, wait. Okay. Now fuck this coffee. He just wanted an excuse to grab my ass, huh? With full access. So you're an ass guy. Well, the way you're kissing it. Ah! And squeezing it. Pretty telling. You didn't show nearly the same amount of attention up here to my tits. I'm not complaining at all. Your mouth feels really good. You can worship my ass as much as you want. You gonna worship something else? What's that? I don't think I've ever. I have been eaten out from behind. Yeah, it feels fucking good. No, don't fucking stop. You're doing. Diane, I'm too excited. I really want you inside me. I don't think I can come until I feel you inside me. You kick him off. Come on, old man. What's the bite for? For calling you an old man? Yeah, you always make that joke. Show me you still got it then, huh? Me on top, you tired already? No. Oh fuck.
just fine.
You're saving your energy? For what?
Oh, for when you're gonna fuck me over your kitchen table later. That's what you were gonna say, right? I'm gonna hold you to that. Enjoying the view. And me bouncing on top of you. Pretty good. Like, do that again. A little hip thrust that you did. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Wait. Wait. I don't think I can wait. I don't think I can wait, dude. Yes, maybe I can wait if you promise to bend me over the kitchen table. But right now, look. Okay. Here I am, all bent over and waiting for you. Now fulfill on that fucking promise. Yes. Yeah, it does feel a lot deeper like this. Yeah, I'll wait here. I would never show this part in the movies. And yeah, both temperature-wise and sexiness. I think I could get used to having you come all over me. I promise I'll give you some recovery time. All cleaned up? Okay. Oh, my God. Jelly legs. Am I hungry? What, are you gonna take me to dinner? I feel like we're kind of doing this backwards, don't you think? Yeah, I could eat. Besides, we need to get our strength back, right? Oh, because, I'm gonna bring you back here, and I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. Cause I definitely need that again.